Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
So we don't trust God to help us in other areas of our life besides just forgiving, because we mess up often. But we love the comfort and the love of Jesus, because remember I said the love of Jesus prepares us for eternity. So when we know that God has forgiven us, we still got a good chance of getting into heaven. But we ignore the law of Jesus. We ignore the principles of the Word of God. And you wonder why breakthrough doesn't happen in your life consistently. You wonder why you don't have the prosperity that you desire. There are certain laws that you've been disobeying. Poverty and shame should come to those that refuse this instruction. You steal money from people? Rhetorical question. You borrowing money from people? A clear indication you're not walking in prosperity. God said he'll make you, in Deuteronomy 28, the head, not the tail. He'll make you the lender, not the borrower. He'll make you above, not beneath. I pray that prayer every day. And I was a borrower. But when I started decreeing and declaring and learning the laws of how to have financial success, learning the laws of how to walk into the path and onto the path of prosperity, I then became the lender, not the borrower. That's why we get hit up. I need some money. Can you give me some money? Can you pay my rent? I can't pay my bills. All of that. God is showing step by step. He's putting us on a path of prosperity because there are laws that we are now obeying. There were laws we were breaking in the beginning of our marriage. There were laws we were breaking in the beginning of our marriage, and we wonder why we couldn't find a break. We wonder why we weren't successful. God sharpened us, he said, pursue wisdom. I always tell people, and I'm finished, and I'll give it to the hands of Apostle Smith. You may have a lot of problem on the line. Every one of you all, you can probably give me a whole list of problems you have, a whole list of problems you have. But at the very bare minimum of every problem is a wisdom problem. You have no other problem but a wisdom problem. I'll repeat that again. You have no, I don't care if it's health, I don't care if it's financial, I don't care if it's romantic relations or platonic relationships, I don't care if it's about health and beauty, you need to grow your hair or you need to lose weight, it does not matter what type of problem it is, it's all a wisdom problem. If you learn how to acquire knowledge in that area, you will find a solution. If you know the right questions to ask, questions do two things. They summon solutions and they expose deception. I was talking to a spiritual daughter. She was telling me all the things that would have sounded good to the normal person, but because I asked the right question, she started stuttering and she didn't know how to reply. The Lord said, thank you. You just exposed deception. You'll learn how when people come to you, you won't receive what they say on the surface. You ask the right question, it will expose their heart. All of a sudden, they got to go. All of a sudden, they start stuttering. All of a sudden, they just can't, they get real busy. When you start asking questions, it summons solutions. No problem but a wisdom problem. The wisdom problem can definitely summon solutions for your health and weight loss, help you start feeling better. A lot of times we run to the doctor and they prescribe something that just treats the ailment but doesn't cure it. And we popping pills. And we're going back filling to prescription, but God is saying, I put everything on this earth to heal you. It's not at the pharmacy. Majority of the things that we take is not at the pharmacy. That's just treating the ailment, subsiding it, but it's still there on the surface. Doesn't matter if you want healing in your relationship. You got bad eczema? Oh, I got a solution for you. I can give you about 20 different things to help you with your eczema. Matter of fact, I got a spiritual daughter on here. I told her just a little bit of what she needs to do, and I'm telling you, she told me, you're right, Apostle April. It surely did clear up when I started doing that. You got problems in your marriage? Oh, I can give you some things to help your marriage. And I'm not talking about new sex positions. I'm talking about sound wisdom.
Amen. That's right.
And it was matter of fact, he's here right now. He can tell you. I'm not lying. I talked to a spiritual daughter. She was having some issues in her marriage. Let me tell you something. Overnight, And I decreed and I declare it helps to have the power of God and the glory of God. After she received it, the wisdom of God, overnight, when her and her husband weren't even sleeping in the same bed, overnight, her husband came to her with a written list of a 5-year plan of what he wants to do and how to repair their marriage. He went and made love to her mind. And at the end of the night, they end up making love, and in the morning, coming together in prayer. Tell me that the wisdom of God does not work.
Hallelujah.
My God, it sure did.
Glory. That night we made not sex, we made love, passionate love, and we kissed. It wasn't just a kiss, it was tongue and kiss. She was explicit with me because she's telling you the depth and the deepness of what happened. When they weren't even sleeping in the same bed, he came not just because of sex, but he came because he had a 5-year plan. He showed and did his homework. I know that this is God. I know that this is God because his wisdom works. It cured my marriage. Why do you think we talk so passionate? Everything we talk about, we've been on the other side of it. But that's what makes us a champion, because we know what it's like to not be in harmony and then use the wisdom of God and then have a marriage that other people admire. Daily we get people to come up to us, man, I wish I had a marriage like yours. I can't wait to have a marriage like yours. We said, honey, it wasn't like this overnight, but if you and your husband work hard at it, you can if you apply the wisdom of God. Doesn't matter what you want your hair to grow. You don't have to lose your edges to a whole bunch of sew-ins and bad weaves. You can grow your hair. The Lord had all my hair drop out because of stress and over-processing it. Then I said, Lord, I missed my hair. I anointed it with blessed oil. The Lord showed me in wisdom which herbs to use. Took my hair. My hair was shorter than Apostle Smith. Now my hair is down my back. That's the wisdom of God.
Amen.
I had acanthosis nigricans. I had a bad skin condition, horrible skin condition. Looked like I was burned in a fire. You'll never know about what you look at me. It's in my book. You can read it. But through the wisdom of God, he showed me what to do, what to eat. He showed me what products to use, and it healed my skin. I sometimes am amazed when I look at my neck and my arms and all of that. I'm like, God, you did it. There's a wisdom problem for everybody. Yeah. All a wisdom problem. You want to get back close to God? That's definitely a wisdom problem. It starts there. You want a deeper relationship? You want to be used? You want to go into ministry as a prophet, evangelist, teacher, apostle, pastor, whatever it is that you want to do? It amazes us sometimes. People come to us and say, pray for me. I want to do a ministry, blah, blah, blah. We say, well, how many hours a day do you pray? Well, you know, it's hard because I'm working. I said, how in the world do you want to go into ministry and you don't even have a prayer life? And all I get is get an understanding. So I said, let me help you. Let me help you. Let me hit you to something. You cannot do anything for God if you're not in God.
That's right.
You're not even in the secret place.
Yes.
So how in the world you think you're going to be effective because you have somebody told you can sing or somebody told you can preach? Somebody said you have the voice? So you feel like you can just skip over praying and just start operating in your gifts? Gifts come without repentance. But that doesn't mean you have the power to transform. You'll be as effective as a psychic, can only project and see, but cannot change.
My Lord.
That's what makes you different. Every time someone comes in my husband and I's presence, you change because we infect and infuse you with wisdom. I don't just talk to you casually. I make every moment a teaching moment. Every moment. My spiritual sons and daughters, they'll tell you. They reach out to me about something and I speak to you about it. Why?
Lord.
Because I love wisdom. I love it so much I want other people to love it. And I share, and I try and excite you. I ignite you with wisdom. And wisdom don't get you excited, you are destined for doom. I'm just telling you the truth. You might as well write out your will, and you might as well be prepared to be sick, lonely, desperate, not achieving any goals. If you don't have a pursuit and excitement of wisdom, you will stay stagnant. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. You are destroyed, and you are a fool. And because of that, you can't go anywhere. You won't be effective. But I know we don't have any fools. I'm finished. Repeat after me. I am not.
I am not a fool.
Amen.
Amen there.
In the beginning, you all were like, I don't know, maybe I'm a fool today. But now, after hearing all of this, you're saying, no, Apostle Smith, I'm not a fool.
Amen.
So praise God. I love you so much. I'm now going to turn it over into the hands of our founder.
Amen.
The watcher of my soul, the watcher of my household, the one that intercedes for you and me, the one that lays hands on me, and I'm healed and I'm set free because of this man and his prayers and his intercession, his vision. I thank God for you, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands, as you say amen, to Apostle Andrew Neff at this time. Come
amen.
Forward.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Awesome, awesome word on today by Dr. April.
Amen.
Amen. So awesome, and that's why she is Dr. April. Glory to God. Glory to God. Awesome word. You are not a fool, you guys. You are much wiser than what your family has told you. You're much wiser than what your friends have told you. You're much wiser than what the devil whispered in your ear. The devil on today, even before this service, whispered to some of you guys that you are fools. But God says, no, you are wiser. You're not a fool. You're in my wisdom, my supernatural wisdom. Why? Because you choose to apply the wisdom of God. Say amen,
amen
one more time, people of God, for the one woman of God on
amen
today.
Amen. Amen. Some
words. She did nothing but preach and teach the unadulterated word of God. Glory to God. I often tell people that you cannot outgive God. There's no giving like giving to God. If you enjoyed this word on this afternoon, on this morning / afternoon, then please feel free to visit the website and sow into today's word at www.kci.world. www.kci.world. Glory unto the Lord. And I thank God for each and every one of you all. Get encouraged about God's wisdom. A miracle can come and go. Yes, we are a miracle ministry, as I often tell people. We're a supernatural ministry, and the miracles can come and go, but the wisdom will keep you for a lifetime. The wisdom of God. If you study Solomon's life, you will see that Solomon had many days of peace under King Solomon's rule. This is David's son. King David's son, King Solomon, under his reign, under his rulership, he had peace. Why? Because of the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. It's a lot of people who got money. It's a lot of people who got fancy things, but a lot of people don't got peace. I would rather have peace than I would rather have wealth.
Amen.
I would rather have peace than I would rather have money in my bank account, because after the money run out, or even when I got the money, if I don't got peace, that is something that cannot keep me. That money cannot keep me. And peace comes from the wisdom of God. The Bible tells us that they had peace under Solomon's rulership.
Amen.
Because of God's wisdom. So why is it that so many people, even in the body of Christ, run away from the wisdom of God? Why is it? I oftentimes am perplexed by that. I am perplexed by why people just want a quick fix, but they don't want something that'll change their life.
Come on, man of God.
This woman of God just did nothing but preach wisdom, like on how, I'm telling you, so much wisdom that'll change your life. You know what? If I said I'm giving away $1,000 or we having big miracles that's going to take place, if I say either one of those, this line will be flooded. This service will be flooded with a whole bunch of people. But soon as I say, I'm gonna tell you something. I would rather a man of God. I would rather talk to Bill Gates and get his wisdom over getting $1 million. Telling you the truth. If he told me I got something that would change your life forever, some wisdom, but here's a check for $1 million. I want the check. I ain't gonna lie. But I would say, if he said you had to choose, I would say I want your wisdom. I want your wisdom. Because know why? Because that $1 million can run out. I've seen it. It can run out.
Uh-huh.
But if I got wisdom, that can carry me for a lifetime. I can take $0 with the wisdom of God and turn it into more than $1 million, and turn it to $10 million. Why is it that we don't like to read? Why is it that we don't like to educate ourselves? Why is it that we like to stay fools? Why is it that we always look for a handout but not to be educated? Why is that?
Amen.
Why do we look around? Why do we look around for the quick fix? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, yeah, laziness, just like Dr. April said. I'm telling you, so many people got issues in their life because they don't got the wisdom of God. You went, and I'm done, because I don't want to preach a second sermon, but I feel very strong and passionate about this. If you would not be on welfare if you had God's wisdom.
Come on. Now.
You would not be in poverty if you had God's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You would not be, I'm going to tell you something, even people that's homeless would not be homeless if they had God's wisdom.
My Lord.
My God.
But everybody want a handout. Everybody want a quick fix. That really, that disturbs my spirit. Because there's people that's getting miracles and there's people that got money that's going to hell. But if you got God's wisdom, you ain't going to hell. Because you're going to use his wisdom to gain salvation for yourself as well as for others.
Amen. That's right.
And I'm saying this with everything in me, and we're going to hang up, and we're going to let it go on one end out the other. I'm going to tell you something. You don't got to be a person that likes to read. You got to be a person that needs to read.
Good point.
Nobody wants to work out far as in the body, physical. But you got to work out if you want to stay healthy. Even if, I don't care how old you is, even if you just take a 5-minute stroll with your wife, or even if you don't got a wife, just around the park yourself, that keeps a healthy heart.
Yes.
Even if it's just for 5 minutes. It's certain things that we don't want to do, but it's certain things that we need to do.
Good point.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali hated to work out. Did y'all know that? Muhammad Ali, he hated to work out. But he said, I got to work out if I want to be the best.
Man, come on.
Wow.
And this is why, and then I'm done, but this is why we got these prophecy junkies, these people, these so-called prophecies all across the United States of America. Ooh, it grieves my heart. We got these people that's prophesying, and they teach people how to prophesy. It's good you can prophesy, but you empty. You have no substance if you don't have no education, no knowledge, no wisdom. You're not sound, and that's why I teach my sons and daughters. That's why I teach my sons and daughters. I don't care how good you got a gift. If you don't get God's wisdom, it means nothing.
That's true.
I'm not saying this to say it. I know little kids that can out-prophesy some grown adults. That's 11 and 12 years old. I know them. That can out-preach some of you guys. You got to have the wisdom. Your gift means nothing if you don't got God's wisdom. I say it again. Any problem that you have can be solved by a wisdom problem.
Yes.
Mike Murdoch.
We was watching a program the other day. Me and my wife, a Christian movie, and the man was about to get killed. They was about, because he got captured. They found him on the shoreway, and he was about to get killed by these other authorities. The older man looked at the young man who was in chains. He said, you was a slave somewhere before, huh? He said, yes, I was, but I come from a wealthy Jewish family. And then the man began to say, okay, well, I'm going to have to sell you back to the Romans. I'm going to have to sell you back to them, because at least when I sell you back to them, I will get something for you. He was like, no. He was like, no, don't sell me. If you sell me back to them, they'll kill me because I'm a Jew and I come from a wealthy family, and because of the charges that they charged me with, which is sedition. Sedition is the penalty back then, thousands of years ago, was death for sedition. So he said, no, don't sell me. My life is at stake. And the older man, he looked at him like, okay, well, how does that benefit me? And then all of a sudden, quickly on his toes, quickly on his feet, the young man began to say, I see you got horses, and that horse over there is sick. I'm good with horses. I promise you, if you allow me to deal with your horses, I can nurse them back to health. The older man looked at the young man and said, okay, I'm going to give you a shot. He ended up allowing him to deal with his horses. He nursed that horse back to health. That horse was a prophet for the man who was about to sell the young man back into slavery with the Romans. But because he could solve a problem, because he had wisdom and knowledge concerning how to solve a problem, it saved his life.
My God.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people wouldn't be getting shot and killed here in America if they had wisdom. Don't you know I know some stupid people that's quick to mouth off at the police and put their own life in jeopardy when you might not never see that man in blue again. Who are you trying to prove something to? You need the wisdom of God if you want to stay alive.
Amen.
How does rich people get rich a lot of times? These big people with businesses and stuff. Because they solve somebody's problem.
Uh-huh. Yep.
They ask me, they say, Apostle Smith, how can you and Dr. April go into a region, not even have a building, but get thousands of followers to support your ministry? It's because we solve people's problems. That's how.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
That's how. It's the wisdom of God. How come your church can bring in a certain amount, but other churches don't bring in that amount? It's because we solve problems. It's the wisdom of God.
Yeah.
Man.
It's the wisdom of God. How come you and your wife don't have to work a job, but do full-time ministry? Because it's the wisdom of God. I'm done. I'm done. I want y'all to really get this today, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I really want y'all to get with this woman and just preach. I'm telling you it'll change your life if you grab a hold of it. Start picking up a book at least once a week. Read a book. Or at least once a month. Read. Go to the library. Get some wisdom. And don't just read it just to say, I read it. Apply what you read to your life.
Amen.
We got a library with over 800 books. Me and Dr. April, we read that thing. We read those books. Read, you guys. Read, acquire wisdom, you guys. You need to pray. Yes, I pray. I pray for hours on end. I pray, but I need word in me, not just the Bible. Yes, the Bible is our foundation, but even after the Bible, you still need to use other resources and tools to acquire wisdom. I'm telling you, if you guys applied the wisdom of God, half of the problems you got, you wouldn't have now. Apply it to yourself. Read, consume. I'm really, really stirred up about that. I really want y'all to get this. I really want y'all. The Holy Spirit is speaking right now. The Bible says that in the day that you hear the Lord's voice, harden not your heart.
No.
The Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now. Don't look at Apostle Smith. Don't look at General Smith. This is the Holy Spirit speaking. He said, I want you to have wisdom because of some things that's coming. Hear me real good. It's some things that's coming to the earth. I feel like Noah. Nobody listens to me. Some things that's coming to the earth that you're going to need God's supernatural power, but you're also going to need God's wisdom in order to make it.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Apply yourself now while you still got breath in these clay vessels, in this earthly vessels. Apply yourself now, people of God. Apply. This ain't nothing cute. We don't get on here and just to preach for the sake of it. No, it ain't cute. It ain't cute. And I was sitting here. I was saying, Lord, is my ministry you've given me even making an impact on the people? Because sometimes a lot of people do so many foolish things, it discourages me sometimes. I said, Lord, is my ministry even making an impact?
My Lord.
Amen.
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 He said if your ministry wasn't making an impact, people wouldn't be sowing into it. He said, you continue to do what you do, son. You continue to preach my word. He said, even if only one person get it, you have done your job. That's the wisdom of God. Lord, I thank you for this service on today. I decree and declare the supernatural power of God back into Dr. April's life, back into her body, back into my wife's body. Lord God, you do it. Lord God, you move in her life like never before. Lord God, you replenish her. Put back in her the virtue that she's loosed out upon us, upon the people. And Lord, I cancel every assignment of the devil that come against us, even right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, so let all God's people say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, get wisdom on today. Get wisdom on today. I'm gonna say this last thing. Money is a reward for solving people's problems. It's not a miracle. If you got money problems in your life, then the reward of that, if you want the reward for money, you need to find out how you can solve a human being's problem. Each of you all got gifts and talents. You just got to know how to recognize it. If you having problems with recognizing that, that's why you got generals like Apostle Andrew and Apostle April to help you bring it out. Even if you're another preacher on this line and you need help, get rid of pride and submit. Because submission can change your life.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the generals.